We are continuing our shiurim on Inyanei Trumos, and basically just to review, it's been a couple of weeks because of a Thursday night program last week and the American week before. It's been a little bit of time, but to be able for us to catch up to where we're at, and therefore to be able to speak about tonight's topic. We've spoken about this year, starting with Hagdama of Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz, going through a lot about the chiyuv of Trumos and Maaseros. Where is the chiyuv relevant? Eretz Yisrael, Tzaras Nechutz La'aretz, what are the borders of Eretz Yisrael? We've spoken about also questions about which kinds of produce, fruits, vegetables, what exactly is chayiv and truma, midah oraisa and midah rabbanan. And now we've had a bunch of weeks talking about the mitzvah of hafrashas truma and the sina, the bracha on hafrashas truma, speaking a lot about the hafrasha. One of the questions that comes up, of which there is a lot in Rishonim, has to do with the manner in which you are supposed to be mafresh truma. And we're going to spend a couple weeks on various sugyas that relate to that. Tonight is going to be about Hafrashas Truma B'machshava. Hafrashas Truma B'machshava means, can you be Mafresh Truma L'chora without physically separating any Truma? Is just deciding or thinking about it, is that considered at all to be powerful enough? So let's try to understand where we're at. We're going to have, I think, three main sections of this year. The first is going to be just a little bit of a Hakdama and being familiar with some of the Shitas in the Gemara. The second is going to be a three-way machlokas harishonim for what it means that you can be mafresh b'machshava. And the third is going to be an interesting machlokas between Rashi and Tovos, where we'll hopefully be able to develop a little bit of lambda, some of which is going to connect to some things that we've seen in weeks past. But let's go like this. The Gemara Maseches Gidin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis Lamed Aleph, it's a Gemara Maseches Beitza. Also, it's a Gemara in a bunch of places, quote a shita of Abba Elazar ben Gamla, who maintained that Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser, you can separate B'machshava. The standard interpretation of that, for the vast majority of Rishonim, is that if I want to be Mafresh Truma, there's no need to physically be Mafresh Truma. Doing it B'machshava suffices. We'll pin that down more in a little bit. That's also found in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, in the context of a sugya relating to shlichus. The Gemara points out that there's a shliach on the context of truma. Can I learn from truma to other contexts? And the Gemara says, malat truma, truma is unique in that truma can be taken b'machshava. B'machshava. The Gemara in Shavuos also has a comment like that, truma can be taken b'machshava. And that's just a little bit of an introduction. That's how the Rambam paskins, that's the majority view of Rishonim. There is a bit of a discussion in Rishonim. It is the Shita and the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar, Abba Elazar ben Gamla. There is discussion in Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos in Bechoros, and Daf Nun Tes, as well as some other Rishonim, have a machlokas. Does everyone agree that this is true? Does everyone agree that Truma Gedola, regular Truma, can be taken b'machshava? Do the Rabbanan argue? One day in Rishonim, there in Maseches Bechoros, is that yes, there are some, even the Rabbanan agree. Everyone thinks truma you can take b'machshava. Others maintain that maybe not. Again, if you look there, I think Rashi is the one who holds that truma cannot. That the Rabbanim would argue that even truma gedola cannot be done b'machshava. And Tova says, really it could. You have within that Rishonim, is it possible to be mechalik between different kinds of truma gedola, truma smicer, trumas as opposed to meiser? None of that stuff we're really speaking about tonight, but that's just by way of a hakdama. We assume truma can be separated b'machshava. But whether everyone agrees to that, that's really subject to a machlokas harishonim. There in Maseches Bechoros, Tosfos speaks about it in other contexts also, as does the Rashba. The second step of Shira is to try to define a little bit, what does it mean that Truma can be taken b'machshava? That Truma can be taken b'machshava. The view of the majority of Rishonim, this is one day of Rashi in Bechoros, it's Tosfos in Bechoros, it's Tosfos in Maseches Gidin. It's the way that the Kesef Mishnah, many of those Kalim understand Shitas HaRambam, is that he tells Machshava means Kipshuto. If you want to separate Truma, as long as you in your mind decide I'm separating it, I don't have to verbalize anything or do anything, that already counts. Obviously, you still have to give something eventually to a Kohen, but it counts enough that you're now allowed the... It's mutter. You're allowed to now consume the food. If you look in Rashi and Bechoros, there he says, Inami, no sein enof b'tzad zeh ve'ochel b'tzad acher. I look to one side, that's my truma, and I go and I then decide to eat from from the other side. If we can tov was there in Bechoros also, v'nira it's below dibur nami havi truma. Again, that's the view, the Rashba quotes a day like that in Kiddushin. Also, if you look in source number 13, yebi sepirish, those who ain't of bitzad zev, ochel bitzad acher, even that considered, that is sufficient, you're all good. That seems to be a din to oraisa. We learn it from the pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar and Perek Yudchas. There is a second view of Rishonim. It's the Shita of Rashi and Bechoros. Now, there's some girsa issues there in Rashi and Bechoros, but Tosfos quotes Rashi like this. Tosfos quotes Rashi that when we say Truma can be taken b'machshava, you do require Dibor. All machshava really means is that you don't have to do an action, but you do have to verbalize that is Truma. If I don't even verbalize it, then it is not going to count. That's a well-known shita of Rashi. Again, the majority view of Rishonim does not agree with that. But that's our first sort of major machlokas. What do I have to do to be mafresh truma? Is it enough just to think about it, be machshava, or do I have to verbalize it? There is a third shita in Rishonim. The Rashba in Meseches Kiddushin there in source number 13 has a yesh misha pirish, that even machshava, even dibor, no. You need to do a real maisa. Yesh misha pirish, to be machshava nami pligi, v'hach, at least according to one day in Tanayim, the way the Rashba learns it, hach pirusho, yesh no b'machshava she'em nita v'lo kara l'shem, chumas and chuma. That within one day in Tanayim, what it means is not machshava alone is good, or dibor alone is good. What it really means is that if you do a maisa of separating it, I don't have to actually be kara, a love shame, and verbalize anything. The chiddush of machshava is not to say that you, machshava alone works, and it's not like Rashi and Bechoros, that it's saying that all you need is dibor. It's saying, no. You don't require dibor, but you do require an action. Are we so far? One, two, and... I want to speak a little bit about just those first two shitas, those are the more standard shitas. Does it require dibor, or is machshava alone enough to be mafresh truma? Does it require dibor, or is again machshava considered to be sufficient? So let's analyze that machlokas. I'll throw out a couple different possibilities, and hopefully, again, nothing more now than just to sort of like give a couple svaras ideas to work off of. Lichora, one mahalach, what you could suggest, I think some machorim do offer this, is that it really is a fundamental machlokas, machshava or dibor. What do I require for real truma? Now, why would I think that dibor alone would work? So maybe that's because dibor is much more significant. You can create a chalos through dibor. Dibor is something which can allow you to create a lot of status changes. The world of Nidarim, the world of Hektish, Dibor is something which is powerful and can affect a certain kind of status change. Machshava typically doesn't have that power. Machshava typically does not have that capacity at all. So one thing which I would have maybe said is that this is totally in a machlokas that we saw earlier, a chakira, rashtovus nivamos, a chakira that comes out a little bit in the Asman de Oraisa. What's the relationship? What am I doing when I separate truma? According to one daya in Rishonim, there's really truma already there in the tevel. I'm just separating it. According to the other day in Rishonim, tevel is its own independent iser. There's an iser called tevel. And when I'm mafresh truma, I'm really creating something. I'm really creating a certain kind of status change. If that's so, I could have suggested the following. If you require dibor, why am I requiring dibor? Because right now there's tevel in front of me. Right now it's a mixture, and I need to create truma. What gives me the koach to create truma? So dibor gives me an ability sometimes to change the status of an object. Like the Gemara says, nedarim, and that basis. A mushal, nedarim are an iser cheftza. You make a neder, you can change the status of an object. And you require dibor to change it. But if it's much more about, it's already there, I'm just, the truma's already built into the tevel. All being mafresh truma really is just clarifying what's what. So it's possible that even machshava would be enough, because your act of hafrasha is nowhere near as impactful. One, two, and three. I actually heard someone suggest that in the shir. Anyone know why it's not true? Because Rashi and Tovos don't line up. Because Rashi and Bechoros is the one who has Edeya, you require Dibor. Rashi and Yevamos is the one who holds that the Truma is already built in within it. Tosfos, who says, all you need is Machshava, is the one who says that there is no Truma built in. I mean, the Shitas don't actually line up. If you got that point, great. If not, it's all good. But I'll make two other sort of suggestions. Each of them, I think, are interesting. Maybe the Machlokas is actually not that significant, and those of us that learned Losach mode last year are going to be familiar with the model from there. Maybe really it's all about Machshava, and everyone agrees it's all about Machshava. Why would I think it's really all about Machshava? The Gemara itself says, Truma is taken, b'machshava. So what's Pshat in the Manda Amar that requires Dibor? The Pshat in the Manda Amar that requires Dibor, one could have suggested, is that it's a quest to shear in the Machshava. It's a way of establishing, this is not just a fleeting thought, but it's a way of establishing this is a real, permanent, serious Machshava, and one that we have to really relate to. We know Dvarim Shebelevinim Dvarim, not every Machshava necessarily registers that much. And maybe everyone agrees, the Gezeris HaKasav, it's a din that Machshava works, but it's a question of, is thinking about it alone enough? Or maybe you have to say something. Because if I say something, that's a way of showing that this thought is much more of a real thought. You know, it's like Mashal Mahadavar Domev, if it's your anniversary, and you were thinking all day about how it was your anniversary, and you were thinking about it, so that actually is not, you got to verbalize it. Verbalize it shows that it's at least it was on your mind enough that you knew to, you know, talk about it. It's not a perfect Mashal at all, but it's, I don't know, nor is it relevant to anyone. I mean, I guess. Yeah, the marital, the take-home advice is at least have decency, wish your wife a happy anniversary. A third way of viewing it, just to say a little bit, if you look in Tshuva's, I saw this quoted online, I don't even know who this is, the Tshuva's base Mordechai, where he pointed out something else. Even the Machshava people, if you read Rashi and Tosfos a little bit closely, the Rashba also, it's no sin einav b'tzad zeh and ochel b'tzad acher. It looks like, says Tshuva's base Mordechai, this is not just some regular Machshava. The Gemara didn't say, the Rishon didn't say, oh, just think about it. It sounds like it's much more, almost if you're like above Metziah person, of like a habata. It's much more of an intense kind of looking. Just like the Dibor may be a way of showing that your Machshava was not stam, just a fleeting Machshava, it could be that the way that you do the Machshava, even according to those who think Machshava alone is it, it's much more serious, sort of like looking and staring, and that's my side, and now I'm going to look at that one. And it could be that Machshava alone would not really be enough. Let me just try to chazer a little bit in case some of this stuff was not entirely clear. There is a Machlokas HaRishonim. That Machlokas HaRishonim is about, when we say Truma can be taken by Machshava, what exactly do we mean? Do we mean that it's Machshava alone is enough to be Mafresh Truma? Or do we think that you actually have to verbalize it? That's really 2 days Rashi and Bechoros. Most Rishonim think it's a Shita of the Rambam, it's a Shita for many of us, a Kalim, Shita of the Rashi, day like this, Tosfos, that just Machshava alone suffices. We were wondering what's that machlokas really considered to be based on. So we saw initially, maybe you could argue it's Tully and what is the Hafrasha really doing? Is the Hafrasha really creating a status change? Maybe they don't require Dibor because Dibor can create status changes. Or is it really, it's a Din Machshava, it's a Gzeir Sakasav. It's a Kasav that Machshava suffices. The real question we have is, everyone thinks it's a Din Machshava, but how do we know it's a strong enough Machshava? Is it Dibor? Is it through a Nosin Ein of Bitzadzeh? That's part two. Let's move on to part three, and if it's a bit shorter tonight, which...
Essentially, the Rashi and the Rashi have a split, but they're essentially like two...
I think they're really... If you view it like that, then they're really all the same.
They need them out, they end up being the same in different ways of...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Something that is actually needed, or
being Megala. Think like Los Achmod, that model of what should be shown him. If you want to use that model works also. It's a way of establishing that you have... There's two ways of really saying it, if you're in Kinyanim also. Is the pshat that my Dibor is Megala what my Das is, or my Dibor makes my Das more powerful? Those are two ways of saying it. It's like Ede Kiyum is a similar kind of a question. The relationship between Ede Kiyum and Das. They, whatever. Okay. Let me, there is a third issue I want to talk about, and it's nice because it ties into a couple of different things. If you, can I just have one brief one before? That this Shiloh, one Nafkamina that comes up, it's a actually says part of the second part is as to how Truma works the Machshava. One just final, one additional piece to that. The Beis Yosef, this discussion, Truma versus Rav Eger, it's based on a question of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef asked the question, why is it that we make a bracha, we don't make a bracha on bittel chametz. We make a bracha of al bior chametz, but the bittel itself there's no bracha on. Why is no bracha on the bittel? So the Beis Yosef answer is because there's no bracha on something which is done purely b'machshava. There's no bracha which is done on something purely, that mitzvah which is done purely b'machshava. In Tshuvas of Kivi Eger, he has a tshuva from his uncle. That's in Simen Chaches, in source number 23 on the sheet. He has a tshuva from his uncle, where his uncle quotes a kasha from some other achronim, who asked the question, well then, what about tshuva b'machshava? It seems like we always make a bracha on Afrashas Truma. It's a simple way to understand the question. We make a bracha on Afrashas Truma. So if we make a bracha on Afrashas Truma, that's done on Machshava. So Kanira, we do make a bracha of something that's on Machshava. So what's really the pshat? Why do we seem to make a bracha when you're Mafresh Truma, even if it's done by Machshava? But you don't make a bracha on Bittol, because it's done by Machshava. Do you make a bracha on Machshava? Do you not make a bracha on Machshava? That's a kash that's asked in Tshuvas of Reb Kivi Eger. There are three main answers that one could suggest in Achronim. Answer number one, which is referenced there in that Chuvin in Simen Chavtes, there from Kivager's uncle. Well, if I hold like Rashi and Bechoros, there's no question at all. Because if the pshat is that Chuma, maybe really you never make a bracha on Machshava. Why do I make a bracha on Chuma? Because Chuma requires Dibor. Chuma is not on B'machshava, and that's why you make a bracha. Meaning again, you never make a bracha on Machshava. What about Truma, the Kasha? You hold like Rashi and Bechoros. You make a bracha on Truma because Truma, you're actually saying, B'dibor, you're actually doing something. How are we so far? I'm sorry, 1, 2, and three people are stuck. I'm really tired, and I have no idea if there's any clarity right now. A second answer, which some Achronim, I believe, suggest, is that who says you make a bracha on Truma b'machshava? There's no explicit reference in Chazal anywhere that you make a bracha on Truma b'machshava. Maybe you make a bracha on it. Maybe in Echanami, you only make a bracha on Truma when you do it, when you actually do it with a Maisa. That's going to relate to a Birch HaMitzvah's question, which is when you can perform mitzvah, one way b'machshava, one way not b'machshava, what's koveil in the bracha? Think like Lashem b'maisa type shilas. But that's one answer. Kivi Eger offers a third mahalach. It's in source number 24 there. It's in Simen Lamed. Kivi Eger says there's a fundamental difference between Truma b'machshava and Bittel b'machshava. You can sometimes make a bracha on machshava. You can sometimes not make a bracha on machshava. The question is not whether it's all thought. The question is to what extent is the mitzvah in and of itself a mitzvah which is called kulo machshava based. Bittel chametz is called kulo about your machshava. That is not worthy of a bracha. However, truma, even though that stage of the hafrasha is done b'machshava, eventually truma is going to have a maisa because eventually I am going to afsha'ata eino osem maisa mikomako machshavasa lekaro b'shem truma sesofo lovo liyidei maisa mikri maisa. Truma's machshava is a bit more powerful. It's almost the way he says it. Since it's going to eventually lead to a maisa, it has somewhat of the status of a maisa. Meaning, can I make a bracha on machshava? Beis Yosef says no. But that's only when it's a regular machshava, the whole mitzvah is a machshava. Part of the chiddush of truma is that because truma will eventually lead to a maisa, the Eger says it already attains a bit of a status of a maisa. Quick parentheses. Whether Truma has all the status of a real Maisa, we'll speak about hopefully in a couple of weeks. Rav Avidan Shlita, the former Rashiva, or now he's the Mittler, if we go with Chabad terminology, right? If Rav Yaakovson is the Friedeker, and Rav Schlesinger, I guess, is the Alter. So I guess, or the Rebbe the Rashav, I don't know, where you're going in your Chabad connections. Rav Avidan, in his Sefer on Temura, Mesechus Temura, has discussed about this in general. Let's just chazal we saw so far, because so we can be really clear where we're at. Number one, we saw machlokas that we saw that the Gemara teaches a couple of places that truma can be taken by machshava. We saw that the discussion between some of the Rishonim is that true for all tanaim or not. We b'derechal assume truma is taken by machshava. We then saw a discussion. What exactly does that mean? Three shitos. One day in the Rashba that for some tanaim you have to do a mitzvah, so you have to verbalize it. Standard machlokas is it pure machshava? Do you actually have to verbalize it? Do I require dibor? What's that based on? Maybe it's based on what exactly I'm accomplishing through it, or the role, how I know you have a real machshava. We then pointed out that one issue that relates to this is the shayla, do I make a bracha on machshava? Because it says no, so why don't I make a bracha on truma b'machshava? We saw different answers. How are we just so far again? Great. I want to just move on a little bit. I'm sorry, because at the end, because I want to be able to not spend too much time. There is a third related idea. It comes up with Rashi, and we'll be able to reference, I think, three things that we have come across a little bit tonight, and I guess really tonight in this year. The Gemara in Shavuah says something interesting. The Gemara in Shavuah says, we're talking about how we know, learning out when can things be accomplished just through machshava, and when do you require dibor. The Gemara says that you can't learn out that everything can be accomplished really just through machshava, because there are two contexts in which machshava alone suffices. One is truma, one is kachim. And the Gemara tells, whenever you have shnei ksuv mabam ke'echad, so shnei ksuv mabam ke'echad im melandin. If you have two psukim that teach me the same thing, I'm not allowed, the Gemara says, it's a machlokes with the Gemara Kedushin, but I'm not allowed to extract from there to all other contexts. And we assume that only truma and kachim have an idea like this, where machshava alone suffices. What's the Gemara referring to when it says truma can be done through machshava? So the view of the majority we've shown him is referring to the truma that we're talking about, regular truma. That's what Tosfos says there in Meseches Shavuos. Rashi, though, there in Shavuos says, what does it mean that truma can be done by machshava? Trumas meleches hamishkan. Nothing to do with actual truma that we're talking about. It meant in the beginning of Parshas Truma, when you're going to offer things to the Beis HaMikdash, it's very similar to Kachim, that when you're going to offer things to the Beis HaMikdash, that kind of commitment could be established bin Machshava. The Rishonim, Achronim, are very bothered by Shitas Rashi. Why wouldn't, when the Gemara says Truma is taken bin Machshava, just like in Kiddushin when it says Truma is bin Machshava, why is Rashi and Shavuos not interpreting Truma as being, in this case, as being regular truma? Why is he bringing in truma of meleches hamishkan? There are three potential answers, all good within Rashi. If you look, I'll try to give you who suggests some of them. In the, I think I saw it here quoted, the name of the Ma'arid al-Ghazi. The first pshat is maybe Rashi, it'll be three different ways that Rashi is Lishitaso. Maybe Rashi doesn't want it to be Truma, because Rashi is the opinion who holds it's really a Machlokas Tanayim if you can separate Truma and Machshava. Since it's not L'chulei Alma, Rashi wanted to interpret it, if it's possible, as being Memlech Samishkan, because whether Truma itself can be done in Machshava, according to one day in Rashi, that may really be a Machlokas Tanayim. That's what we opened up with in the way Hakdama in the beginning of this, the beginning of this year. A second answer will be based on Rashi and Bechoros. Rashi, Argamar and Shavuos is really, really talking about pure Machshava. Pure Machshava. Maybe Rashi's Lashitaso in Bechoros, that Truma b'Machshava still requires Dibor. And if it really requires Dibor, that can't be what Argamar is talking about. If Truma really requires, our regular Truma requires Dibor, so when the Gemara in Shavuos says all you actually need is Machshava, it must be referring to something else. What's it referring to? It's referring to Meleches HaMishkan.
1, 2, and how are we doing? More or less, okay?
The third Mahalach is a very nice one. It's quoted in some Achronim. I have it here from the She'eris Yosef, from Chelik D'Alav of Warman, Zichrono Levracha. The Reshiva of Hink has a beautiful, beautiful Torah. Rav Warman thinks, and he connected to the same Rashi Tovas about Tevel, but it works out Lishitaso, and that's why it's a little bit of a better idea. He points out as follows. The Gemara in Shavuos is trying to prove that there are contexts where Machshava alone can create a status change. That Machshava alone can create a Chalos. We're trying to learn from there, your Machshava can create, can change the status of an object. Why does Rashi not want to understand it being regular Truma, and he has to bring in Truma of Mishkan, of donating stuff to the Mishkan? Because Rashi thinks that regular Truma doesn't have a real status change. Why would Rashi think that regular Truma doesn't have a real status change? Because Rashi Nevamos and Daf Pei Vav holds, Tevel already has Truma mixed into it. And because Tevel already has Truma mixed into it, all you're doing when you're mafresh Truma, you're not really affecting a status change. All you're really doing is saying, this happens to be Truma. This is the Truma part of it. And therefore, Rashi may have thought to address Rav Warman that the Gemara in Shavuos is not at all, it can't be referring to regular Truma, to regular Truma that we're talking about. Not because the Machlokes Tanayim, not because one day in Rashi thinks you acquire Amira, Rashi Bedera Kal and Shas, even Rashi thinks it's really about Machshava. But rather because the Gemara in Shavuos is trying to prove that sometimes Machshava for Truma can affect the status change. But maybe not so fast. Rashi Nivamos, it's totally a little bit in what we said about Rashi Nivamos, but maybe Rashi Nivamos doesn't think Truma has the capacity to be able to do that, does not actually require that much of a status change. Let's just chazer what we spoke about tonight, so that, I'll just mention one more point, which I should have pointed out a little bit earlier, but just, there is a, Zdindo Raisa, how do I separate Truma? So, we spoke a lot about how you have to separate it, and then you have to actually give it to a Kohen, whether that's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, and when I make a bracha, and things like that. But one of the things that I think we're able to see is a shayla of, could I be mafresh it a little, just do machshava, does that work or not? The Gemara says, yes, there may be a machlokas tanaim about that. There may be a machlokas tanaim about that. The main question for tonight, what does it mean that Truma can be taken by machshava? We saw three shitas, but two main ones. It can be done through Dibor, or it can be done just through Machshava alone. The Rashba think maybe you have to do a Maisa, you don't require it to be Karel of Shame. We suggested what that may be based on. We then saw a unique sheet of Rashi in Mesachas Shavuos. Hopefully we're getting, again, a bit of an increased appreciation for how exactly you're going to be Mafresh Truma. I'll just point out two things that are just interesting questions. One is that Tosfos has a Kasha in a couple of places, the Rashba as well. If Truma b'machshava really means pure machshava, why do Chazal think it's usher to do on Shabbos because it's mechlik m'sakeh? Chazal say you shouldn't separate Truma let's say on Yontif because it looks like you're fixing something. If I'm doing it purely b'machshava, so it doesn't look like I'm doing anything, it's only purely b'machshava. So that's one question that we've shown him deal with a little bit, which is one maybe reason why the Dibor Tzad has what's going on. It's also important to point out that there are achronim, you have this, I believe, in the Dvar Avram. And you also have this somewhere else. I just really don't remember where else you have this. In the Dvar Avram and also in... Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes this in the Derech Amuna, but I forget where else I don't have this. That while this is the Dindo Oraisa, the Maisa on a Derabanan level, we really try to have either Dibor or Hafrasha. A lot of Achorim say that we spoke about tonight on the Doraisa level, but really a person should try to do it with Dibor or with that. We'll probably continue next week. In a couple of weeks, a lot of the action, Mesechas Trumos, has to do with how you are mafresh. So, yeah, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful night. Sorry, it's a bit, we started a bit later.